Hi, folks. Chocolate Yoda here, spelled Y-O-D-D-A-H, because film studios are litigious. And today I want to talk to you about the idea that somehow dump is untouchable. I've been hearing this for a while now, and what surprises me is that I'm hearing it recently. I could understand hearing it over the past, 25, 30 years or more, because it appeared that way, and you'd have an argument to make if you were referring to dump in the past. But let's go over some recent history and then tell me if you still feel the same way. In February 2018, Dump University was forced to pay a $25 million settlement for fraud. In December 2019, a court forced the Dump Foundation to pay $2 million for using funds illegally, and another $1.8 million was dispersed to different charities. In December 2022, a Manhattan jury found two dump organization companies guilty of 17 felonies related to tax evasion. The company was ordered to pay a $1.6 million fine. In May 2023, a federal jury in New York found dump liable for sexual abuse and defamation in one of two civil lawsuits filed by the writer E. Jean Carroll. Dump was ordered to pay her $5 million. In September 2023, a state judge found Dump and his company liable for a decade-long fraud scheme in a pretrial ruling. In January 2024, another federal jury found Dump liable for defaming Carroll a second time. The jury awarded her another $83.3 million. And in February 2024, a judge in the civil fraud case issued his final ruling saying Dump must pay the state $354 million plus nearly $100 million in interest. So we're talking about roughly $600 million in all these cases. What part of that sounds like untouchable? I know there's appeals and all this other stuff, but just because you appeal something doesn't mean the ruling is going to get reversed. These rulings are airtight. They're not going to get reversed. He's going to pay for these things. And on top of that, we've got now another trial ready to roll, his first criminal trial, and he's going to get convicted there as well. So I don't think he's untouchable at all. I think he's extremely vulnerable, partly because he's really, really stupid and bad at crime. So even though it's been a long time and it's taken longer than anyone wanted, accountability is coming, and it's going to come real, real soon, and it's going to be devastating. So stay tuned for all that. That's all for now. Peace, love, and granola. Talk to you soon.